Somebody wants to lean up a ladder against the wall of his chatzer, and on the other side of the wall, in his friend's chatzer, he has a shovach, which is a bird coop, near the wall. He should not lean up the ladder against the part of the wall which is opposite his friend's shovach. Instead, he should drag the ladder down to the far side of the wall, at least 4 amos away from the shovach, so that an amia, which is a small animal, shouldn't run up the ladder, jump into his friend's chatzer, and kill the birds. He also should not build a wall to divide up between his part of the chatzer and his friend's part of the chatzer within 4 amos of his friend's maschila. Maschila is a gutter which runs the length of his friend's roof, as his friend needs at least 4 amos space in order to lean up a ladder near the gutter and to clear out the gutter, so therefore he shouldn't build the wall within 4 amos of his friend's gutter. Marchikin es ha-shovach men'ir chamishim ama, v'lo yasa adam shovach betok shalo, elem kein yesh lo chamishim ama l'chol ruach. A person should distance a shovach, which is a bird coop which has doves inside of it, from the town at least 50 amos. And so too, when a person puts a bird coop in his own property, he should make sure there's at least 50 amos in between the bird coop and the end of his property, as doves could go into his friend's property and eat the plants, so therefore he should distance them at least 50 amos away. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Beis Arbas Karin Malo Sheger Hayona. Rabbi Yehuda says that you have to distance the dove the amount of 4 kurim, which is about 274 amos away, which is the amount that a dove could fly in one shot, so therefore you have to distance them that much from his friend's property. And the Tanakhama holds that even though a dove could fly 274 amos in one shot, 50 amos distance is good enough, as it will fill itself up from the plants that it eats within 50 amos and won't eat any more plants outside of 50 amos. The imlacho afilu beis roi v'harehu b'cheskos. If somebody buys his friend's property that already has a bird coop in it, even if there's only a base roba, which is only about 10 amos and a fifth from the bird coop to the end of his property, even so, he's allowed to keep the bird coop there. Since he bought it from his friend and his friend already had it there, we assume it was done with permission of the neighbors, so the buyer can also keep the bird coop there. Pesach Baba Basa Parabeiz Mishnah Vav Nipo HaNimtza B'Tei Chamisha Mama Harehu Shabal HaShevach. Somebody who finds a little baby bird that cannot yet fly, if he finds it within 50 amos of a shovach, of a bird coop, he would return this little baby bird to the owner of that shovach, as most likely it has come from that shovach. Chutz mechamishim ama, harehu shomaitzoi. But if he finds it more than 50 amos away from the shovach, then the finder could keep it. The reason being, as a bird that cannot yet fly would not normally wander more than 50 amos, so therefore we don't assume it came from that shovach. Instead, it came from a passerby who dropped it here. And since it doesn't have a simit, there's no way to identify this bird. He can keep it and does not have to publicize the fact that he found it, as the owner was most definitely miyayish, has given up on ever getting it back. Nimtza bein shnei shovchos. Karav lezeh shelo. Karav lezeh shelo. Mechta al mechta shneim yachlugu. If he finds this nipo within 50 amos of 2 different bird coops, if he finds it closer to one of the bird coops, then he would return it to that owner. If he finds it closer to the other one, he would return it to the other owner. If he finds it equidistant right in between the two, then the two owners would split the value of this bird. Now, this is referring to a case where both bird coops had a similar number of birds in the shevach. But if one of the shevach had more birds than the other one, then he would return this baby bird to the owner of the one with the more birds inside the bird coop, even if he found it closer to the other one, as since his bird coop had more birds inside of them, it is most likely that it came from his shevach, even if he found it closer to the other one.